Welcome to Sinister Junk Mail Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Susie.
And I'm Kate.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Animated. That's the word I'll use.
Yes.
Well, it makes sense because you're really excited about everything we're about to talk about.
I wrote this episode a couple weeks ago and I've been like dying to tell you.
Yeah.
But I have this tendency of like doing something and not really thinking about it.
Like I would just say like getting a little ahead of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like, I'm not looking at like the bigger picture. I expect people to like think, have like
they're
my
in your brain. Yeah.
Yes. And so I do this poster for this episode, which is all about having sex with aliens.
And hybrid children.
And hybrid children. And so in my head, I do a whole poster and it's like a family. It's like two normal kids and a mom and then like an alien dad. And then the name of the poster was like, coitus, what was it? It was
coitus with aliens
and hybrid children.
Hybrid children.
And in my head, it was coitus with aliens.
Yeah.
Pause. New subject.
Yeah.
And hybrid kids.
And she sends it to me. What do you think? And I'm like, what? Okay. I know you're not implying that these aliens are actually having sex with children, but this poster, if I didn't know the context of the actual stories, we have to change this.
And I died laughing for like
it
15
was so
minutes.
Funny.
I had no idea until you wrote me and I was like,
oh, I see it now.
Oh, fuck.
Not to mention your husband did the same thing, which was fantastic.
Oh, and my favorite is when I do these posters, I use his iPad. And so it saves all to his photos.
Yeah.
I have to like save even like the images to his camera roll. And so he gets home and I like show him and we're laughing. And then and I'm like, oh, he's like, did you delete them off your phone? I was like, of course I did. That's so inappropriate. And then randomly he just like looks at me and he goes, did you do that from the iPad?
Like,
and I was like, yeah, of course I did. And he's like, oh my God, you just fucking left. Like,
great. I'm
creepy.
On like four registries now, you fucking dickhead.
Oh, that made me laugh
so
harder.
Funny. I know. It's so funny.
Yeah.
If I had already heard the whole episode, maybe I wouldn't have even noticed, but.
Damn it.
Knowing nothing, it was really funny. But I was like, I need to, how can I say this carefully and nicely?
I really, thank God you did.
It was so
because
funny.
I really didn't connect the dots.
Yeah. I mean, I see where your brain was going.
Pause.
Yeah.
Hybrid children. New thought.
I was like, you can't put pictures of kids on a poster that talks about sex. Let's pull it off.
But I did.
You did.
I did.
It was funny.
But I'm realizing, so this week too, we got my youngest son a blueberry squishmallow. It's like 1.5.
Yeah.
And that's his favorite food is blueberries.
Aww.
And it was really cute.
Yeah.
And so I like came up with a nickname because I was like, because it's stupid. Like, go get blueberry. So I started calling it bloobs. And then I thought it was really cute. I'm like, go get your bloobs. And then Mike's like, wait, what the fuck did you call it?
What?
He's like, it sounds like lube and boobs.
Yeah.
And in that moment I went, oh my God, I've said this in public.
Why is my brain like this? That's so funny. I mean, he doesn't know. He's innocent.
Yeah, but what about the strangers at like Publix?
They are definitely judging you hard, especially in Publix.
Yeah. Until you're like 18-month-old.
To go get boobs? Because you know most of them miss the L, too. Yeah. What?
But he loves the boobs.
Maybe they're just like, I guess she's one of those like weird hippie moms that breastfeeds till her kid's like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I love that you did that, and I'm not shocked by that at all.
No, I mean, it's like those moments where, like, I just sit there and I'm like, fuck, think, brain. Like, what is wrong with me?
So you're just a little ahead sometimes.
I just get so excited, and then, like, I don't think about it until my excitement wears down.
Yeah.
Like, and then afterwards, I go, oh, no.
And usually I think somebody else has to point it out to you.
Yes.
Yeah. But you get there eventually.
Eventually. I don't know if I would have gotten there with the poster, though.
That's
I'm not kidding.
So funny. It was so funny.
Even when you sent that message, I like couldn't figure out
what
you were talking about
even
at
mean?
First.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, what matters is that you didn't mean for it to be gross.
No, I'm just naturally creepy.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
I'm also looking to babysit on this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So on to what inspired these creepy, not appropriate posters.
Yes.
Okay. So many people think that the Betty and Barney Hill abduction was the earliest reported abduction story.
Really? I didn't know that.
But they're wrong. What people really don't realize is there was actually an earlier reported abduction, and Betty and Barney Hill were abducted in 1961. but Antonio Villas Boas.
Boas?
I was trying to do it with like an accent. Oh. It didn't work out.
I just couldn't tell. I couldn't tell what you were saying at
Antonio.
First. That's good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So he was abducted in 1957.
Okay. Just okay. A few years earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Antonio was a farmer from Brazil. That was a Brazilian accent.
Yeah.
Just for you guys that didn't figure it out, yeah. Which self-reflect if you couldn't.
I actually don't think I know what a Brazilian accent really sounds like.
Antonio.
Yeah. Is it like kind of like...
Not like that. Okay. Don't All listen right. to me. It's terrible. So his family owned a large amount of land that they farmed on, and he helped with the family business. Hmm. He was 23 years old at the time, and on the evening of October 16th, 1957, Antonio claims to have been abducted by... You're supposed aliens. To like, yeah, read my brain.
Sorry.
I'm supposed to like,
I didn't get the cue that you wanted me to finish your sentence. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
Half your face is blocked by microphone.
He was abducted by aliens.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. So his account of the night was that he was plowing the fields.
Okay.
It sounds really sexual, doesn't it?
There's no way to say that without it sounding sexual.
He was plowing my field. which was a typical day for him as a farmer. And Antonio would often work the fields at night to avoid the extreme heat during the day.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. But Antonio said that he first saw a bright red star in the sky. It kept getting closer and closer. This is how many other abduction stories have described seeing the spaceship before the abductions. And they always describe it as just like a bright light or a star.
Yeah, but stars aren't red.
Some of them are.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. It depends on what temperature they're at and what stage of life. Because like some of them are blue, which I think is really cool.
I guess I just can't tell from how far away we are.
No, we can't tell from here.
But he wouldn't be able to tell then the color, right?
No.
So if it's that close, definitely not a star. Yeah.
You're dying. Like Earth is going to be...
That's scary too.
Both are scary. End of the world is coming. Or
either way, I would be panicking having a really bright light in the sky approaching me.
Yeah, I'm not good with that. Mm. Even if it's like a plane. Mm. Well, it's a plane crash.
It's going to hit you. Yeah.
He described the spaceship to be shaped like an egg, and the craft had three legs under it.
Wait a minute. How'd we go from it was a star approaching, and then all of a sudden he sees the spacecraft?
Yeah, it got that close where he could see it.
Okay.
So he stated that he tried running away.
Oh, no.
But it grabbed him.
Wait, so it wasn't on the ground yet.
Okay,
wait, tell me about the legs again. Sorry, okay. I'm painting this picture in my mind.
So he saw the bright red light, and then it kept getting closer.
Yeah.
And closer.
And then he starts to make out details.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it gets so close that he's like, oh, shit, this is a spaceship.
This is no star at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an egg.
Yeah. Shaped. Or a satellite, Barney.
Yeah. No, Betty.
Yeah.
So the craft had three legs under it. So at this point, it
like
lands.
A little tripod.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he tried running away, but the extraterrestrial like got out real fucking fast and grabbed him up.
Oh, wow.
And then like three more joined in. Mm-hmm. So he stated that they were in just strange clothes.
Whole gang of them.
Yeah. He was about to get gangbanged.
Yep. Alien sex. Butt probe gangbanged.
Well, funny you should say this because he does end up getting off soon.
Of course.
So Antonio said that the aliens that took him looked to be about 5 feet tall.
Little baby aliens.
I mean, that's as tall as me.
Yeah.
Maybe I am an alien.
Yeah.
I'd be average.
Possible.
Size.
Yeah.
Yeah. He stated that they were wearing gray suits and had round glasses on and shoes on.
Weird.
Yeah. They also had three silver tubes coming out of their heads.
No, don't like that.
And he also said that they communicated with grunts that he described as sounding like animal grunts.
I'm thinking like the, what is that? The alligator noises you made last time?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought that, but like the funnier version of my head is from Forrest Gump when like he's describing what he hears, like his mom fucking.
Ew, gross. I forgot about that.
You're welcome.
Fantastic movie.
But yes, I have a feeling it's more like the alligator.
Yeah.
But I.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Why are they even bothering with these suits? You have tubes coming out of your head. We are not going to believe that you're human.
I mean, you know what? Maybe someone is fooled out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So once on the spaceship, they brought Antonio to a room. And he said that in this room, they took his clothes off and they covered him with gel.
Gross.
Yeah.
Like ultrasound gel?
That's what I'm imagining. He said the gel was clear and odorless.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, something like that.
Or lube.
Bloobs.
Bloobs.
So they took blood from his chin and they used a tool that Antonio had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that it didn't hurt at all and it ended up leaving scars, though.
It did leave scars? Yeah. Weird.
So the extraterrestrials left Antonio alone in that room for what he guesses was about an hour.
After the
lube tools. Pat down. Okay. This room had a bed and he described it feeling like foam.
Okay.
So just paint. I'm imagining this bed like in a heart shape, like those like shitty hotels.
Yeah.
Motels.
Like the vibrating as you put a quarter in.
I'm sure that's not what it's happening, but that's what I'm envisioning.
And it's funny, too, because like memory foam and stuff was not really a thing back then.
Right.
So, maybe the aliens were just that much more sleep comfort advanced than we were.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're the reason why we have memory foam.
Oh, my God. Imagine. I bet they are. Yep. Thanks, aliens.
Yeah. So while in this room, there seemed to be a gas that was released through the walls. Whenever this gas was released, it made him feel really sick.
Ew.
And the air was thick and it made it difficult to breathe in. So Antonio ended up vomiting, which ended up making him feel better after all, I guess.
Weird.
But just when things feel awful, this is when a gorgeous female walks in naked.
With a huge head.
No.
Just... Any female alien we ever talk about is the lady from Mars Attacks in the red dress.
That's fair.
Yeah. And she just,
it's so gross.
It is gross. I love it.
So clearly she was an alien, but it seemed like she had beauty and possibly some human looking traits.
Mm.
So Antonio described this female as being 5 feet tall.
Okay.
I've heard 5 foot tall women are like really hot.
Yeah, for sure.
Super hot. And she had long bleach blonde hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Piercing cat-shaped blue eyes, getting a little creepy.
Yeah.
And bright red pubic hair.
Oh. Oh, no. But it, but she, okay, so many questions.
In the 50s, pubic hair, I guess, was, it, I mean, it was normal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but like, why would you, like, it's not even a natural color.
I think, you know, when we've heard about the other stories where they're trying so hard to like replicate, like,
yeah.
Even this is how a human moves.
Quite right, yeah.
But I think this is like their sad attempt of like, look, I have a red vagina.
Because my carpet does not match my drapes.
Too bad. I'm also imagining it to be like the Demi Moore bush.
Oh, huge, for sure.
It's just so fluffy. You can't find the actual badge.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
If you guys haven't seen that, you guys should Google it. It's weird.
We talk about this entirely. This lives in my brain rent-free, by the way, ever since you brought it to my attention.
I need you guys to right now pause us and Google this. It's important.
Yeah.
Back to the story.
Google what exactly?
Demi Moore's bush. And I think it was when she posed for Playboy, maybe?
Like
I don't know.
Like a billion years ago.
But that thing is just, it's incredible.
Honestly impressive.
I didn't know they could grow that long.
No. It's like or hedges.
It had volume.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a volume. Pantene commercial.
Yes.
Okay. So he also said that her skin was extremely soft and it didn't feel like she had any bones.
Ooh.
But maybe that's what made it even more pleasurable. It was like a blow up doll.
Oh, just like squishy. So weird.
It's so weird. This is a statement made by Antonio.
Okay.
Her body was much more beautiful than any I had ever seen before. It was slim and her breasts stood up high and well separated. Well,
and she had three of them. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, and this bitch didn't have kids, obviously. Her waistline was thin, her belly flat, her hips well developed, and her thighs were large.
Large and in charge.
Yeah. Her feet were small. Her hands long and narrow, and her fingers and nails were normal. What does this sound like?
The girl with the long fucking fingers.
And that like shoved the fucking fingers in that all dude's throat.
So, you know, have you ever watched that like My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding show or whatever?
No.
Okay. So like you always see all the women, but never the men. Is this like how it is for aliens, but reversed? Like we always see the men, but never the women. And this is like all their women, but we just rarely see them. Like that's the female alien is like long ass weird fingers and stuff.
Maybe. I mean, it could be. You never know. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Send her up.
Yeah. We're going to do a alien calling now.
Oh, God.
So Antonio said that the female started coming towards him. in silence, looking at me all the while as she's wanting something from me, he said.
Oh, my.
That duke. She walked up to Antonio and pressed up against him.
Ew.
I'm trying to make this sound like a sexy read. Is it
like
working?
It. Yeah.
Okay, great. Antonio stated, I began to get excited.
Ew. Sorry.
I ended up forgetting everything and held the woman close to me.
Ew, ew.
Corresponding to her favors with the greater ones of my own. First of all, who the fuck talks
what?
Like that?
What a dork.
If I'm sexting, I guess I didn't sex. If I'm talking dirty.
Yeah.
So dirty. I'm not going to be like, he's going to correspond to my favors.
Is, and I am going to do it too better.
It's going to be great.
It's so funny.
So Antonio estimated that him and the humanoid had sex for about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Get it, Antonio.
I guess.
I'm a little impressed that he was able to like hold out that long.
Yeah. If she was like had no bones and stuff and was just that squishy.
Ugh. Oh, gross. And they apparently did a variety of different acts with one another.
I love that he just was like, this is his fantasy, his weird alien porn fantasy.
Oh my God. On a side note.
Yeah.
Dude, I was trying to find other stories because obviously this one isn't going to last the whole episode. Right. And so I like, again, my fucking brain, I Googled like alien sex or like alien sex stories and like Pornhub came up
of
and I
was
like, oh no, this is so creepy. No,
you're about to find a bunch of fanfic and stuff like that.
It was like just like alien porn that came up and I was like, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, but
that was bad. That was a bad Google.
Was it a happy accident?
No, it made me feel really weird actually.
Great.
Yeah, he did say that the female humanoid wouldn't kiss him. She would just bite his chin and make the growls that he described earlier as animal noises.
It's like Pretty Woman, how she's like, won't kiss on the lips. That's one of her. So this is just like a hooker alien and has a rule for herself where she won't kiss on the lips.
Yeah, except that she's like just like nipping in his chin.
Why
like
the fuck
a
are you
cat.
Biting his chin, you weirdo?
He's like, yeah,
it does sound very feline, doesn't it?
And she has cat-like eyes.
Yeah.
Keep this in mind.
Okay.
For like 4 stories from now.
Okay, got it.
He did say that he enjoyed the whole experience, which obviously,
well, duh.
It's like he's coming as he's reading or like telling the person all the details. So after the intercourse, the female humanoid rubbed her stomach and then pointed to the sky. Antonio took this as her trying to communicate with him that their baby was going to be raised in space with her.
Ugh.
So the original aliens that brought him into the room came and brought the female out of the room, and then they let Antonio get dressed now.
Okay.
So after he was dressed, they brought him to a different room that had a table and stools. The extraterrestrials communicated with one another and just kind of ignored Antonio.
Hmm.
This is super uncomfortable.
Okay.
So he did say at this point, he felt extremely calm because he didn't think that they were going to hurt him at this point. He was like, all right.
Yeah.
Obviously, this was just a pleasure bang. I'm right. Good. No probing today.
Excellent.
Antonio described the room as looking like metal and hard, and there weren't any windows and all of the walls were smooth.
Hmm.
He decided to attempt to steal something that looked like an alarm clock from the spaceship.
Dumb, dumb.
And this is where, really dumb. he wanted to take it as evidence to be like, look, I got abducted and here's some alien
thing. Yeah.
But obviously the creatures noticed and instantly like grabbed the object and pushed Antonio out of the way because like, they're smarter
than us. That's my alarm clock.
Yeah. And when it wasn't even like an alarm. It just looked like one. But like, dude, clearly they're smarter than you and they're manhandling you.
Yeah.
Don't steal from them.
Right. And there's 4 of them. Dumb them.
Once Antonio got off the spaceship, he realized that he'd been gone for 4 hours.
Mm.
They had returned him around 5:30 in the morning and he was brought back to his tractor to go back to plowing. Antonio noticed that the tractor had been messed with and it looked like the creatures detached the battery wires.
Why?
He assumed it was to make sure that they couldn't or that he couldn't use the tractor to run away with.
Okay.
So I think when maybe he got off the tractor to be like, what's this light?
Okay.
They maybe already had sent some ground men, fucked up his tractor and was like, can't catch me. He examined his body and realized that he had burns all over his body.
Weird.
And they weren't there prior to the abduction, obviously. Yeah. So Antonio went to his doctor, Dr. Fontes, because he had no idea how he got these burns. The doctor was actually really well respected in this field. He was a professor at the Nation School of Medicine of Brazil.
Mm.
Yeah. The doctor examined Antonio and told him that he had been exposed to a large amount of radiation.
Okay. Barfing and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Antonio was clearly dealing with the negative side effects of being exposed to radiation. After he got abducted, he consistently had headaches, body aches, nausea. His eyes would just burn and he lost his appetite. Yeah. He also had lesions on his skin.
Yeah.
The outer part of the lesion looked like a faint bruise. And then the closer you got to the center, it was like small red bumps.
Weird.
But at the center of the lesion, it was yellow discharge.
Ew, no.
And it was really painful to the touch.
You know what it wasn't? Pimples.
You know what I've heard? You should pop. If you don't know what the lesion is, just pop them.
Yeah, and then you can find out.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, gotta find out.
Yeah, there's only one way.
Yeah.
So the doctor had contacts with the American UFO Research Group, as one does.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wondered, like, how?
Yeah.
That's like a cool contact to have. Like, I wish I had that, but like, how do you do this?
Yeah. Like, if this is his, like, how is he, this weird little farmer guy, going to this doctor who's like renowned and well-known and all respected? Is it like his family doctor? He's like, I don't do that anymore.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this guy just was like, probably like us or me, more really fascinated with aliens.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's my guess. And Antonio walked in. He's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I have been dreaming
finally
of this.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen.
That's so funny.
The doctor helped Antonio connect with the UFO research group. Antonio was actually wanting to keep this experience to himself,
mm-hmm.
which I think also shows that like it was legit, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. But the doctor convinced him to share his story.
Okay.
This doctor definitely has a hard on for aliens.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Like, there's probably more out there.
Yeah. I'm with him.
Yeah.
But
you are.
Once Antonio came forward with his experience, he underwent a ton of psychological and physical tests.
Hmm.
This is where he shared that he had begun to experience some weird things before the night of the abduction.
Hmm.
As a reminder, the abduction happened October 15th. So on October 5th, Antonio claimed that he woke up and wanted some fresh air. It's one does at midnight.
Yeah.
I don't know. So he opened up the window and then there was a bright light in the sky.
Weird.
He said he was super scared and he woke up his brother. They both just watched the light move towards them, but eventually the light left their farm.
Okay.
On October 14th, Antonio and his brother were out plowing them fields again. And it was about 10 p.m. when they noticed the bright light. Eventually, the bright light was about 300 feet above Antonio and his brother.
Hmm.
Antonio left his brother because he wanted a closer look. Bad idea.
Yeah.
As he got closer, the craft started zooming back and forth.
That's exactly what you would do.
Yes.
You would go to get the closer look. You
100%.
Would be Antonio.
I like that I am judging him, but
yeah.
I am that dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, what was it doing? Going back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes me think they were like tempted to do it. And someone's like, no, not tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think they didn't, in my opinion, because
the brother
was there. Yeah. They needed just him and it to be like no witnesses.
Yeah.
Antonio stated they did it about 20 times, like the zooming back mm-hmm. and forth. And then all of a sudden, it disappeared.
So weird. Just like blipped out of existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, there were skeptics that came out after Antonio came forward.
There always are.
Always. Some said that Antonio lied about his experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that contribution.
Yeah. Even though he didn't want to come forward and he only went to the doctor.
Well, like, even if he did, like, or there's always going to be assholes who are like naysayers no matter what. Like, doesn't matter, even matter if he had evidence. They're going to be, that's not me.
That's
okay.
The thing.
Go pout somewhere else. Like, we don't care.
Right. I feel like even when you have like actual evidence, and maybe not with aliens, because I think that's a little harder, mm-hmm. but like when it's like more paranormal and you mm-hmm. catch something on camera, there's always, well, I'm sure
it could have been manipulated.
Yeah.
Like shut up. Go back in your corner. No one cares. Just shut up.
If you don't believe it, just stop watching.
Yeah, exactly. They're not actually contributing anything.
No, exactly. Stop ruining my fun.
I know.
His abduction story was one of the first to come out. And since then, there have been many abduction stories that have a lot of similarities to Antonio's story.
Long fingers and red pubes.
Well, in the description of the spaceship.
Yeah.
The weird, unexplainable burns on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And the sexual experience.
With
an extraterrestrial.
That's so funny.
And a lot. See, I said sex with a...
You got so tripped up on your own sex comment.
I'm just so excited.
Yep.
A loss of a large chunk of time.
Say the beginning part of that again, because I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
No, that's fine. I really fucked that line up. Sexual experience with an extraterrestrial mm-hmm. and a loss of large chunk of time.
Okay. Like Swiss cheese brains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where they feel like it's been like an hour and then they come. No, they don't come. Damn it.
They return.
Yeah. Like, fuck. It's been like 6 hours.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no recollection.
So weird.
So this is where there are dots that I think connected. And this is part of the reason why I was really excited to share this with you. Did I think you were going to enjoy sex with aliens? Yes, of course.
Well, duh.
But this is where it gets cool. Well, maybe not like right here. I lied.
It's going to be
soon, coming.
Though.
Yeah. It's coming. This story did make me wonder about the stories of like the incubus.
Uh-huh.
So there have been stories, myths, or experiences where people claim to have been approached by a demon and then forced to have sex with it.
Yeah. The incubus is the guy and the succubus is the female, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But either way.
That is the right one.
Yes. So it makes me wonder if it wasn't a demon in the first place. One of the earliest known folklores about this is dated back to 2400 BCE.
My.
So what if it wasn't a demon? What if it was an alien?
Yeah.
And because of the appearance of the extraterrestrial, people just assume they were demons.
Yeah.
Right?
I could see that.
Mind blown again.
Right. Because there's a lot of times people assume shit is just a demon because that's the only word most of us have for something scary that feels really bad to us.
But it also makes me think like a lot of these, how many times have we, or not we, I've never explored anything. How many people have explored and found alien drawings or spaceships? So clearly they're coming. Mm-hmm. Damn it. It's like a trigger word for me now. I can't do it.
Yep.
But what if that was like really...
It's possible. Right? I don't see why not. They've been around probably way longer than humans have. I mean, this rotation of humans anyway.
Yes. And I find this more believable than a spirit having sex with someone. Right?
Ghost sex.
Anything can happen.
And we have to do that sometime too.
Oh my God,
there's so
many
great stories.
Okay. Anyway. That's going to be
but
fantastic.
Yes, I agree with you totally. Even when we talked about like the shadow people, that, you know, like that's a great example of people labeling something as like one thing, but maybe it not actually being that thing just because we don't actually know what it is. But this is a word we've heard, you know.
And what if a lot of these things are a mix of aliens and demons or bad spirits?
Just some kind of interdimensional yucky.
Who said that any of this has to just be like one thing? One
totally.
Of things. One thing. Why am I
one
like this?
One of things.
Yes. So Antonio would eventually get married and live a normal life. He'd go to law school.
Oh my God. And then one day, like alien weirdo child, are you my daddy?
Oh
shows
my God.
Up on his front porch.
No. Oh but buckle up.
Okay.
There
ready.
Are stories coming.
I'm ready.
So he became a lawyer and he got out of the public eye completely. He didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
He would practice law until he died in 1992.
Oh, wow.
But again, if he was really trying to like make this huge lie up and really like make money, and he would have kept going with
it. Yeah, I think so too.
Not become a lawyer, pay way too much money for school.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel?
So like the entire time we were talking about, you know, them picking him up and taking him up in the craft, whatever, I'm just like picturing them like hovering around over farmlands and her like looking out for whoever she wants to be her baby daddy. And she's like, I'll take that one.
And they're like, oh, that one. She's like, oh, that's the ugly brother. Yeah. That
the other one. Yeah. That's so funny. I mean, she obviously was scoping him out.
Yes.
She was doing recon. Back
I think
and
that's
forth.
The zipping back and forth. She was like, tasty.
That one looks like he'll enjoy my soft, boneless, squishy body.
Yes.
Gross. Love it, though. Also, like, why the fuck were you biting his chin? How is that one of their, like, forms of, like,
that's
I don't know, showing affection?
It. Because
it's so weird to me.
They could technically see us, like, kissing and being
like
that's
why the
weird.
Fuck are you eating each other's mouths? Yeah.
Eating? Well.
Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
It is.
Mm-hmm. In search of some luxurious bath and body products that will leave you feeling and smelling like a glorious mythical creature? Truly has got you covered. At trulybeauty.com, you will find an array of magical lotions and potions for your face, body, and even your shaving needs. Now, gentlemen, I know what you're thinking. This is an ad strictly for the ladies. But you could not be more wrong. Truly's products make for an excellent gift for the women in your life. I personally guarantee that all the wives, girlfriends, moms, and sisters out there will be delighted when you present them with a gift from Truly. Also, I've definitely caught my husband using my Truly products on several occasions, so there really is something for everyone. Their shaving supplies are seriously unparalleled, and once you try them, you will never go back. Truly's signature scent, Unicorn Fruit, is always a crowd pleaser. But my personal favorite is Glazed Donut. I've been using their body butters, oils, and shave products for a long time, but I just recently ordered some of their face products and I am super excited to try them. Visit trulybeauty.com and enter code SJM15 at checkout for 15% off your order. Again, that's trulybeauty.com and use promo code SJM15 for 15% off your entire order.
Okay, are you ready for the second topic?
I'm ready.
This is going to be about the hybrid baby community. See? Pause.
Yeah.
We had sex with aliens.
Separate category now.
Now we pause and we're transitioning.
Into the aftermath.
Yeah. See, that's how my poster was supposed to be. Everyone would have gotten it.
Yeah, totally.
It wouldn't have been creepy at all.
No. It was me. I was the problem there. Yes.
And Mike.
Yeah.
And your husband. Yeah. And I didn't let anyone else see it because I was terrified they would think it was a creep.
They're like, I can explain away the rest of this, but yeah, not a stranger start telling me.
No. Yeah. Okay, so in the United States, there are a group of women that claim to have hybrid children.
Okay.
What they mean is that these children's baby daddy is an extraterrestrial.
I love this. They have like a Facebook community page where they like share like raising their alien baby tips with each other.
Oh my God, dude. weird journey. And all I could do was think of your husband. That sounded weird.
It's so funny.
I know. Yeah. Alex would have been just so thrilled to be sitting next to me. Cause every time I would discover something and I would tell my husband,
he's like,
he would glaze over.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow.
Pretty much what happens to me when Alex tells me stuff like this.
Yeah.
But he would have been very excited to discuss this with you.
I know. Well, we kind of discussed it very shortly, very briefly. And the hybrid children actually live in the spaceship just somewhere. We're floating in space or something. I don't know. They don't know.
So they don't have them like with them?
No.
Okay.
So, Bridget Nielsen and Aluna Verse. Yep. Normal names.
Aluna Verse. All right.
Are members of a community called the Hybrid Baby Community. Both women combined claim to have 13 children that were fathered by aliens. They have also said that they had sexual experiences with these extraterrestrials.
God.
And they've also been artificially inseminated as well to produce hybrid babies.
Okay. So, they've been pregnant a billion times by alien baby men. And is it like the same amount of time as a human pregnancy?
I don't know. They didn't say. It was weird. But I do want to add this. So I was reading this article, like the original article before I started deep diving. They have a whole website.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, I know this sounds bad. I was like, okay, these women are probably like, they're fucking hot.
Yeah. Okay.
They're like really fucking hot. And I was like, what?
They really?
Yes. These,
I mean, like,
yes.
Really, the hot girls are going to be the ones to have all the alien babies.
Maybe.
That's not even what I meant. I just like, it's not even like, really, I don't believe them. It's like, it's just weird.
I know.
You'd think it'd be like people who struggle to get
laid.
Or maybe they're just like really fucking strange. And so even though they're hot, they don't connect. Well, I don't
maybe, but they're fuckable.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
I'm just like picturing this like government funded alien baby program that they belong to where they get their like government alien cheese for their babies. They're up in the sky. That's so funny.
The members of this group range from 19 years old to women in their 60s.
Okay. Ew.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yes. Bridget stated that many women probably have participated in making these hybrid children, but they just don't even realize it.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure. I'm missing a chunk.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get from like A to Z, but they get there. Bridget stated that many women probably have participated in making these hybrid children, but don't even realize they've done it.
Yeah.
And the members of the hybrid baby community believe that these aliens have been harvesting human DNA to create a being that has the most positive traits out of both species, the aliens and the humans.
Hmm.
It is also believed that they take only the people that have agreed to this process before entering their human body.
Hmm.
So essentially, their souls agree to participate in this before they were sent to Earth.
Agreements. Interesting. Yeah.
Is that not fucking weird? We've talked about this.
Yeah. We just talked about this last week.
Yeah. That essentially, from what we think happens, because fuck,
who knows for real, but
you have to like go, yeah, I'll do that mm-hmm. life. And yeah, like there might be trauma here, but I think I need to learn from that experience mm-hmm. or clearly I want to fuck an alien. So yeah, count me in.
That's
you
so
have
weird.
To agree to it.
Yeah.
Isn't that I mean,
everything,
crazy?
Every if we believe it, everything is it comes down to soul agreements anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So I read that and it blew my mind.
You're like, that's it. I believe now. I'm yeah. a believer.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So Bridget is 27 years old and she's from Sedona, Arizona.
Okay.
She described the sexual experience as, and these are direct quotes
great.
From her. Are
fantastic.
You ready?
Yeah.
It was great. It was an incredible, super primal, super raw, super primal sexual experience.
Ew.
There was a real freedom and we were really going for it. It was the best sex I'd ever had.
So she's a beast fucker. She wants to be a beast fucker.
She was. She is a yeah. beast fucker. Yeah.
All right.
She claims to have mothered 4 boys and 6 girls.
Where are all these fucking alien kids?
In the spaceship.
Okay, okay. Just hanging out in the ship.
Yes.
All day.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Daycare spaceship.
Yes.
That's going to be, got to be in the title, right?
No.
Just of the episode.
Coitus aliens. Coitus with aliens and pause. Hybrid children.
Yeah.
So Luna discussed her experience and stated, I was in a classroom setting with other humans.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm sat next to this green reptilian creature. Mm. And immediately, I'm so sexually turned on looking at this being. I was so very surprised. We're making love in front of this classroom, in front of everyone.
Ew.
Everyone turned their attention to us.
We were the stars of the show.
Pause.
Uh-huh.
All I have been able to picture is the gecko from the Geico commercial. Yeah,
that's exactly what I saw first too.
And I've like read the story over and over again. I'm like, I can't get that image.
No,
and
I just, can't not see it.
Yeah. I just imagine that.
I can't picture a hot green alien man. I'm sorry. They just sound ridiculous to me. There's like a whole group of people out there apparently that love like beast fucking though. So
I'm sure if you Google that, because clearly Googling coitus with yeah. aliens is not a good idea. You can find anything on the internet.
Yeah, I'm not sure Googling beast fuckers is a good idea.
Don't
either.
Do it, guys. No. I'm pretty sure my computer is going yeah. to have to be trashed after yeah. this episode. All right. Are you ready for your mind to be blown again?
Always.
I've already talked about agreements.
Yeah.
So that was up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the members have described and drawn pictures of their hybrid children.
Oh my God, they look just like your picture?
Yes. Brown, beady eyes, a unibrow for days.
Oh no, I was talking about your drawing.
Oh, fuck. I'm just like self-deprecating over here.
Yeah, you're beautiful. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? That's not what she drew. I get it now. Yes. No. Did they look like your drawing with the booty feet and everything?
I was just going for it. Yeah. Like, what else can I say? Yeah. So it seems like they have a mixture of human and alien features.
Okay.
Most of the members describe the children to have human characteristics with some reptilian features.
Hmm.
They have big black eyes, and the drawings make them look like regular kids except their big black eyes.
Oh my God.
It's identical to what we've been shown of the black-eyed kids.
I knew it. I knew it. We were going to go to the black-eyed kids in this one. That's what they fucking are. I'm sorry. It has to be.
110%.
Yeah.
And
we just want to go to the movies.
And when I went onto their website, because that fucking website is I didn't even go through it all. It was so much information.
The ladies?
No, the community.
Okay.
So the ladies, it was just an article. It was like people out of the community that someone.
The hots.
Yeah.
Got it.
Obviously, they were like, pick the hot girls. Yeah. Not the like.
Then they'll believe us. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the 60-year-old woman with yeah. cottage cheese in her vag.
Get her out of here.
Get her out of here.
Gross.
So there's like a whole theory as to like they're gonna make these alien babies or hybrid babies mm-hmm. and then eventually like send them to Earth and
take over the universe.
But what if they are sending them kind of down here to kind of be like, okay, do they fit
acclimate.
In now?
Go acclimate.
Fuck, they did a terrible job. They're so creepy. Bring them back up.
Ketchup for my yeah. apples. You yeah. did it wrong.
Fuck,
eat it like that. It's caramel.
So the group claims that love and affection is actually part of the hybrid kid program.
Okay.
So they continuously bring the abductees back to the spaceship to reunite with their children.
Okay.
And it is clear that like human children, these hybrids need physical affection as well.
Hmm.
The abductees have also claimed that these hybrid children seem extremely mature for their age.
Uh-huh.
That even the babies are years beyond the human baby at the same age. They also claim that the attachment and connection with these children are deeper than one would have with a human child because of the maturity of the hybrid.
Okay. Makes sense.
They have also stated that the hybrid babies don't cry and they lack muscle strength. So that's like the one downfall.
It's
like
the squishy bodies. They don't have the bones.
It's so weird. The abductees claim to communicate with these babies through eye contact.
Okay.
How fucking cool.
Yeah. The telepathy.
I don't know. Like, I'm starting to teach my 18-month-old to like sign, like the sign for milk. But I think it bit me in the ass yesterday.
Why don't you just start staring in his eyes and making him read your mind like these people do?
I should, but you'll enjoy this. Okay. It's a little off topic, but we're going down this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, he had his like checkup and shots and everything yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's that or something's in his, I don't know. He's throwing up.
Yeah.
But he like projectile vomited yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then he like looked at it, pointed, and did the milk sign for me to clean it up. And then it got on his shoes.
Clean that milk up, bitch.
Yes. And then it got on his shoes. He realized it was on his shoes. So he looks down, pointed, and just does the milk sign.
Oh my God, like, that's so funny.
I know. There's milk everywhere because he barfed it up.
Yeah, you did. You clean it up.
He was literally like, clean up on aisle five.
So funny.
Mom, you're taking too fucking long. But maybe if he was telling me telepathically that he was going to puke, I could have been more ready.
Yeah.
I wasn't
ready. It sounds like it was his fault.
I know. I'm just kidding. But he was so cute. Yeah.
You can't be mad when the babies do it. No.
And the fact that he was pointing to tell me to clean up the milk actually made me laugh in a really stressful situation.
I would have laughed too. That's so funny.
And then he proceeded later. I took off my shoes and he like leaned over to just puke in my shoes.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I love when kids do that to our stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
A whole floor. We have hardwood floors. I can clean that shit really easily.
They really love putting stuff in your shoes. My daughter filled one of my shoes with our Scrabble tiles tonight. So.
This is true. Yeah. So as the hybrid children get older, they begin to communicate more like human children using verbal communication.
Yeah, ish.
So Susan Enders reported that she was abducted when she was 10 years old.
Ooh.
She was in Texas at a summer camp when it happened. She claims that they abducted her and she was put with another child. And it was a
hybrid
child.
Did it have black eyes?
I don't know, but I'm guessing so.
Yeah, probably.
The two girls played together, talked to each other, and read books to one another. Mm. So essentially, it was like a regular play date with a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing weird about it. Except that you kidnapped a normal kid to join a hybrid kid. But, you know, what's the harm in kidnapping, right?
Right.
So the hybrid baby community has a website with all the details and a bunch of fucking stories. Like,
right.
I only pulled out a few to read to you because I needed to.
Yeah.
And
obviously
it'll connect more with the black-eyed children.
I love it.
Yeah. So story number one, and this is from a female.
Wait, is this number two?
Maybe.
Three?
Story number seven.
Something.
Yeah, I don't
know. Story number something.
Clearly I miscounted.
It's fine.
Story number 17. This is about daddy number one.
Okay,
just to throw in. And then like 2 + 2.
Yeah.
About 1 year into my hybrid journey, I met a guy for lunch.
Mm.
Our families have been friends since I was little, though I hadn't spent much earth time with him.
Okay.
Okay, so she might be already a little.
Maybe she spends lots of space time with him.
Well.
Okay.
I always felt a close connection to him and I didn't know why. So finally, on a trip to Utah, we met for lunch. Mm. I recognized his energy immediately and felt very at home with him in a brotherly way.
Okay.
Which is really creepy for the next part.
Yeah. It's already sounding very Blue Lagoon.
Yeah. I love fucking my brother.
Yeah. You don't even get that reference, do you? Blue Lagoon. That is what they do in that movie.
Oh, really?
It's like a movie from the '80s with like Brooke Shields and they get left on this island as children and they grow up and like, it's about what you're describing. It is you.
Within 10 minutes, he was telling me about these reoccurring dreams he's had since puberty, about being paralyzed and taken over with fear, which sounds also a little like
sleep paralysis.
I told him about abductions and he relayed his recent fascination with extraterrestrials. Mm. Within the next week or two, I got the very strong feeling that we had two hybrid children together and I channeled them.
Okay. How old was she at this point?
I don't know.
Like teenagerish, I'm guessing?
No, she's like a grown-ass woman.
Oh, okay.
They've known each other for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's had these dreams since he was a teenager.
I see. Okay.
A few months went by and I checked back in with the kids. They seemed energetically distant and I asked them why. They told me that they were working with daddy and they didn't need to be around me right now.
We don't care about you, mom. Yeah. We have a new mom. She makes way better brownies than you. Sorry.
A week later, I was back in Utah and met up with my friend again. He told me that he was very disturbed and confused by his recent lucid dream experiences.
Oh, my.
He kept sleeping in his living room on the couch by his front door and was having very real seeming nightmares that these two scary kids, one boy, one girl, were knocking on the door and wanted to come in.
Oh, my God. It's black eyed kids.
Right.
Yeah. And it was probably not dreams.
No, 100%. No,
no.
I refuse to believe that.
Also, why the fuck are you sleeping by your front door? Like, what is going on there? Okay. So many questions.
I don't know. I've had times in my life where, like, I didn't want to sleep in my bed.
Like, every night?
I slept. There was a good portion of my life where.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. I mean, it was a few months. I slept on a couch.
Okay.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sleep in my bed. Is that weird?
No.
Okay. It seems like a hybrid child can obviously be created when a human and an alien have sex. But there are also people that have come forward saying they were abducted, then had sex with another human, which is when they go in and then add the alien DNA and then just like mix it all together.
Okay. Like cake batter.
Yeah.
Baby.
Mm, yeah.
Cake batter alien baby.
There's a bunch of semen swirling around.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, what does like lizard semen look like?
I don't know. And it like won't mix in quite right.
So on to the next super sexy story.
Wait, that's the end?
That's the end.
Okay. All right.
Okay. If you've noticed, the stories go from like what I think are really compelling.
Yeah.
And then they slowly deteriorate.
Excellent. We're on a downward spiral.
Yes.
And I am here for it.
Yes. So. A psychic, so obviously she must be legit. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Faye Cohen claims that she's had sex with aliens.
Ooh.
She stated that she has had out of this world orgasms with the octopus men and cat people that visit with her.
Excellent.
Stephanie has claimed that the extraterrestrials sneak into her room at night, and she states, this is exact quotes, "My group, I call them Team Spirit.
Okay.
We have a UFO. A flying saucer, and we go off to planets with our own solar system, but also way out. We go in mind. It happens when my physical body is asleep, but my spiritual body travels."
All right.
Stephanie says that she isn't dreaming, that dreaming is simply your brain letting you know what you are doing, and that it's less scary or intimidating way to let you know that you have contact with aliens, which I will say we've heard that before, where like people wake up and they're like, I think that was a dream. Even with paranormal shit, I mean, I've had it happen where I woke up and I was like, was I dreaming that there was like someone in my room?
I think that all dreams are adventures being had in the astral in general. So like, who's to say?
So I also, this is so off topic. I truly think that I think some dreams are just like your subconscious doing fucked up things. But I think some of them might be little insights from previous lives. I don't know.
Could be. Sometimes I'll dream about somebody like in my life.
Yes.
That like maybe I'm not like actually really close to right now, but like, or, you know, have, you know, occasional conflict with, whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll be like working something out in a totally different environment. But I feel like that's actually our souls like really meeting up in the astral, like, you know, our higher selves or whatever, like processing our agreement or why we're interacting this way during this time. Yeah. It's really strange.
No, I think that's awesome. Yeah. I think it's really cool to think about.
I never thought about it like that before I took my clairvoyance class, but now I do, you know, because why the fuck else would I be? Anytime I have a dream with somebody that I haven't had contact with in a long time too, but like was somebody important in my life at one point or another, I always think it's like now I always think it's our higher selves like communicating.
That's really cool. That's a cool weird way to look at it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's onto something.
Or maybe they are creating this little world that they're going to go have a play date on for funsies. And maybe, you know, that's just what they're doing when they're in the astral.
Are you ready to take like a really hard left?
Is this the same story?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I am.
She claims that there are various races of aliens, which we have heard before.
Yes.
And Stephanie also said that there are reptilians, there's octopus men, the greys, and the cat people.
Octopus men.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I'm sorry, but know, like hentai, you know what hentai is?
No.
I have a feeling you don't. It's anime porn.
Oh, God. No. Why would I fucking know
Everyone
that?
Knows what hentai is. Except okay, for you. You don't know what half of the shit is in the world.
This is a poll.
My point here. Yeah, let us know. SinisterJunkMailPodcast@gmail.com.
Do you know what anime porn is?
My point is like there's like a whole bunch of weird like tentacle anime porn. And ew. I've always like wondered who are the people. She is the people this is for.
Yes.
I get it now.
Yes.
Okay. They exist. They're real.
They are real. She says that they are all from different planets in a major solar system that's not here.
Okay.
Okay. Stephanie has had a close relationship with this octopus man.
I want to know what he looks like. How many tentacles are there?
19. I'm just kidding. I don't know. She says that he's like her spirit boyfriend, but she doesn't refer to him as her boyfriend.
But he fills all the holes
with all of his tentacles. She seems to think that they are very good friends, and he comes to her in spirit form when she sleeps. Mm-hmm. But his name is Ian. So first off, I'd like to say it sounds like that really like clingy girl that you're like, I just want to fuck you, but like, let's not like,
you know, it's
friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. And she's going, I think he's my spirit boyfriend.
Yeah, we're like,
but he doesn't like me calling him my boyfriend.
Yeah, so he wants me to be like my secret boyfriend.
Yeah. And he's going, I've told you 35 fucking times. We're not a thing. I just want to fuck you.
Yeah.
You said this was going to be like no attachment.
Yeah.
She says that all of the different alien races have sex, but that the cat people are the most sexually charged.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. Stephanie claims to be a part of the cat people. And during an interview, they asked her if there was anyone else in the room with them. She said, my grandmother is sitting over on the sofa over there doing her knitting.
Okay.
Doing her knitting. Doing Who the fuck talks like this?
Yeah. Cat people, apparently.
Yeah. Skeptics believe that Stephanie could have a persistent arousal disorder, which doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
Persistent genital arousal disorder is spontaneous, persistent, unwanted, and uncontrollable.
Oh my God.
Genital arousal in the absence of sex.
That's
sexual
a thing?
Stimulation. Yeah. Where what? People could just like orgasm without meaning to.
Wow.
But okay. So I know people might not be surprised about this, but I think I saw something on this, like the documentary. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I really do watch some weird shit, but I want to say, or maybe it was like, no. Ah, I remember.
Okay.
I want to say it was True Life.
Okay.
Do you remember that from MTV?
No.
It was like their version of a docuseries where like, it'd be like, True Life, I cheated on my boyfriend.
Ew.
True Life, I'm addicted to sex. And this was like, I'm addicted to sex. And one of them, it was like a disorder where she would just like randomly orgasm, and it like really did prevent her from living a normal life.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Now I'm second guessing. Maybe it wasn't that. But
that's
really
weird. I have to look that up now. That's so strange.
I'm wondering if it wasn't that show.
That show, yeah.
But maybe that show, I think, is what started my weird fascination with like documentaries. Mm-hmm. I was starting to watch it in like high school.
Sounds like an awesome show.
Some of them were really stupid because like I don't really give a shit of like the corny ones. But some of them, I was like, you have sex how many times?
What? Yeah.
That's not normal. How is your vag not like crying and bleeding at the same time?
Just like falling out.
So essentially this might be the reason why she thinks she's having sex though in her dreams is because she's just like has this disorder and just keeps orgasming.
Yeah. And but why the aliens?
If she is just dreaming, say she is a little crazy and she's just dreaming, she's just correlating her orgasm to
whatever
her imagination
doing. Or in the dream.
Ian is real, and Ian might be real.
Maybe Ian is real. Maybe all of his tentacles are real too.
You know what you could do with all those. Okay, last story.
Okay.
On November 16th, 2023, two women were abducted by extraterrestrials.
Well, at least it wasn't a serial killer.
That would have changed the ending of this story tremendously. So one of the women refuses to claim anything happened, but images have come up that say differently.
Mm.
It looks like she was abducted by aliens with her best friend. Her best friend was able to recall all of the details about the abduction and the activities that occurred.
Oh my.
They had the two women stripped down, and then one of the women was instructed to lay on the table for testing.
Ugh.
The other woman got extremely excited and decided to bend over, and she forced the alien to probe her in the ass.
What? You love this story.
The alien was horrified, to say the least. He felt uncomfortable, but he continued to do it.
Okay.
Because
sounds like somebody wrote this story.
He continued to do it because he had never seen a human act this way before.
I hate you so much.
The women were Kate and Susie.
Yeah. I gathered.
And the one in the corner just wanting to get probed was Kate.
Yeah. And Susie's the only one who recalls any of this.
It's on our Facebook page. Yeah, the images are there.
Thank you for adding that story.
You're welcome.
It took me a while to catch up with you.
I was watching your face and you're like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Yeah. And then you said one of them really liked it and the other one was just kind of there. Okay. All right. I see where we're going. You should have said the red hair. I would have known instantly.
I know. I didn't want you to know instantly. Yeah,
actually, that was smart.
It was like watching your face and you're like really intrigued. And all of a sudden it took a left turn. You're like, fuck, it's me.
I don't like alien butt probing.
Just on Saturdays and maybe on Sundays and Mondays and I like butt probing on any day that ends with Y.
Only from aliens.
Only.
Well, you said that. So that was Susie. No. She said it. She loves it.
Only from octopus tentacles.
That story was great, though. That one, the octopus tentacle. It all of them were. Damn.
Right? How fun.
I like that they had the woman alien with the long fingers again, that she made a reappearance for us. That was great.
I liked the black-eyed kids.
I did, too.
So what I find really, and I've said this, I want to say in like 2 episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
sometimes when I'm researching, I didn't mean to find anything about black-eyed children. I was not researching about them at all.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like deep diving on the hybrid children. And I first see like drawings of them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then the more I read about them and like how they seem to be like, just let me in.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I always thought, even when we did the Black Eyed Kids episode before, I thought that they were probably alien related, but I didn't necessarily think they were hybrid children, but I could see it. It makes sense.
Well, and now I'm like having to like dig into my brain, which is a scary place to be. But I'm pretty sure that like there's been reports with the black eyed children that when they are like, someone's coming to get them,
mm-hmm.
it's like a larger, weird looking dude.
Yeah,
so it
yeah.
makes me wonder if it's just like the aliens that are running the program be like, get the fuck in, you ruined it again.
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
Yeah, because remember the one of the stories we talked about, that older couple where yes. they came in and then like their dads,
yes.
the guys showed up at the end to get the kids to okay. wrangle them.
They That's
talked
what I was
about how they
of.
Were like weird, right? They
yes.
looked weird and behaved strangely and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the men in black dudes or whatever.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I do too.
I believe every single one of these stories
yeah.
that you just read.
The only thing I believe in every one of these stories. Specifically the last one.
Yeah.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And I believe that you loved it.
You know, maybe like we talked about last week, everything has to come from somewhere. So maybe this did happen in another life, like, or on the astral. And this is why you just know the story now.
If this actually happened, I'm going to piss my pants.
You just got the roles reversed. I was the one on the table.
And I was just like,
but you can't look at yourself. You hate that part of you. Oh. So you had to put it on me.
JK. The only part of this entire episode that I don't believe mm-hmm. is
the tentacle lady.
Maybe parts of it, but I don't believe that that's her boyfriend. And I don't believe that he's caught feelings. I think
yeah,
she's a clingy
bitch. I definitely
bitch.
Don't yeah. believe that that's her boyfriend. That's for sure.
But I think I believe portions of everybody's mm-hmm. story. Like the first story, I actually believe
oh,
most
yeah,
of it.
Totally.
And then again, it goes like in order of like the hybrid
More
children
deranged.
Women. Yeah. Some of them. It sounded legit. And then some yeah. of them were so fucking out there that yeah. I was like, ah.
I like the Black Eyed Kids cameo, though. I think that's super cool.
Right?
I wonder, like, so they just leave these little alien human babies on a spaceship their whole lives or what?
Yeah. I don't remember.
They're being trained. They're being raised to do something. We don't know what it is yet.
I don't remember exactly. There is a theory on their website, mm-hmm. but I want to say it's that eventually they're going to, like, just put them amongst us.
Hmm. Or maybe they already have started. That's what the black eyed kids are.
I really do think. I think yeah. it's test trials, to be
maybe,
honest.
Yeah. They just keep fucking it up. They
yeah,
can't.
They're like, ugh.
Pull them back. Not ready.
No.
That's so funny. This is a great episode.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Just know that as I was writing this whole thing, I was just like chuckling, like visibly laughing to myself.
Yeah.
And I think the best part is sometimes during some of my kids' like extracurriculars, for one of them, I can't go inside. It's cheer and they yeah. don't have like a waiting room.
Space, yeah.
They're like, yeah, go wait in your car. So it's all the parents waiting in their cars and I'm typing on my laptop, yeah. like visibly laughing yeah. to myself.
To look like a crazy person.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends there.
That's great.
I don't actually. No one talks to me.
Well, I loved I loved every single one of those stories. They were all great.
Thank you. This episode is for you, Alex.
Yeah, you delivered. It was everything you promised it would be.
Yeah, and yeah. More.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I'll never not see those fiery red pubes in my mind.
Yeah, no, it's pretty scarred in there.
Yeah,
it's gross. It's pretty gross. All right, why don't you tell us about the next episode?
Yeah, next week
she will be having a complete account of her experience getting fucked in the ass.
I will not be sharing that. She is by wrong.
Long alien fingers.
Blech, gross. Oh, God, that's so nasty. I hate it.
Okay, so actually tell us. I won't interrupt again.
Next episode, we are talking about Jodi Arias. Susie doesn't know the story of Jodi Arias. I'm sure some listeners probably do, but it's older. I think it happened in the early 2000s. Don't quote me on that because I haven't
early 2000s. It's said. It's,
yeah.
That's it.
That's it. She's wrong. Never listening again.
Yeah.
But she, I don't even know what to tell you because then it's going to spoil some of it. Just know that she, I'll tell you.
Okay.
She was one of those, you know, in the story we just talked about, the girl with the octopus finger non-boyfriend guy.
Yeah.
She's one of those girls that really, really wanted the guy to be her boyfriend, but he was kind of like, you're my secret girlfriend.
Oh.
Sort of sitch. So maybe not secret girlfriend, but she wanted him much more than he wanted her.
Oh,
and
no.
A whole bunch of shit transpires.
That's how some crazy shit goes down.
Yeah. It's a little dark, but it's also really fucking strange, weird. At times comical, I hate to say.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. But just like the making fun of her part is what's comical, not the, you know, stuff that transpires.
Oh, she gets like real crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
It's pretty old now. So the story, I mean, it's not like it didn't just happen or anything. But
right.
Still.
It's from early 1990s.
You know, like 100 years ago. God. But yeah, so we'll be talking about that next time.
Okay, sweet.
And also,
okay, so we thought it'd be fun for our listeners and us to have a contest. We thought it'd be fun and help us a little too is if you guys would rate us.
Mm-hmm. Rate and review.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rate and review us. Mm-hmm. And if you screenshot it and then email us at sinisterjunkmailpodcast@gmail.com or
DM us
on Instagram.
Yeah. So we'll be putting you in a drawing and three winners will be randomly selected to win fun little merch prizes.
Mm-hmm. And a month?
Yeah.
May 24th?
Yeah, that's what we decided. May 24th. It'll be a Friday. Each of the winners will get a Sinister Junk Mail coffee mug, a sticker with our official logo on it, and a t-shirt with the graphic of your choice. We'll give you an option of three different logo graphics to choose from. Our favorite three. Yeah.
And if you've already rated us and
want to participate.
Yeah, just screenshot us your rating and we'll still count it. Obviously, we're not going to like fuck you over.
Yeah, leave us a 5-star rating and write a little fun review for us and send a picture of that in to us, please.
If you give us a 1-star rating and
we
then
are
going to
do
screenshot
the opposite
it,
of put you in the contest.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Love it.
But I think it'll be really fun because we'll interact a lot. And
We would love to see your guys' comments. They always make us laugh. I love when our listeners leave silly ones for us. It's the best.
It really does make my life.
Yeah. So if you want to be part of this tiny club that gets these exclusive t-shirts and mugs that we have had made and little stickers and all that, send it in to us. You have from now until May 24th to email or DM us a screenshot of your 5-star rating and written review.
Only.
That's how you enter. Yes. Must be 5 stars, obviously. Yeah. And you can email it, like we said, at Sinister Junk Mail Podcast. Anything. Not just that. You can also email us stories, whatever else. @gmail.com. Sorry, I didn't say that part.
And so I also want to, while we're talking about emails, I know we've gotten a few listeners that emailed us recently about
topics.
Mm-hmm. And I want to let you know we will do them.
Yeah.
However, because we do record in advance and we also have scripts in advance so that we're not like running around with our heads cut off, we're not ignoring you.
Yeah,
but some of the ones that they sent are really fucking cool.
Yeah.
There's one. Oh, I'm dying to freaking do, but I've already like, I have like the
we're
next
so
few
far
scripts.
Ahead.
So know that I see you. I hear you.
Yeah.
So thanks for sending them in. Again, we're not ignoring you. We'll get to them.
We will for sure.
Yeah.
They always go on the list. And
yes.
Some of them we've already done. So
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
If you want to like, share us, follow us, it's Sinister Junk Mail Podcast on Instagram.
That was rough. Good job.
Always is.
We already
like
did the email. So.
The octopus tentacles yeah. in the veg. Just suctions onto the walls.
Just keeps going. Anyway, we're going to go now. And have then, a great rest of your week.
No,
oh,
I
there's
have one.
More. Yep. I'm sorry. There's more.
Question. Uh-huh. Do they have to, like, does this woman have to have, like, a boyfriend? Like, do they have to define the relationship to be boyfriend-girlfriend for, like, the suctions to suck on?
Okay.
Or is it just, like, free
it's
game?
It's the consent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. I'm sorry.
All right. Well.
We're really going to go
until next time.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, and.
Oh, good.
Thanks for playing. We're really excited about the contest.
It's like trying to hang up with my mom on the phone. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Anyway. See you later, guys.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye.